the following military medals as a lasting legacy to his service.
Last week, Congressman Brian Higgins appeared twice within 5 days at the Buffalo and Erie County Naval and Military Park to present Purple Heart medals and other decorations owed to veterans, some living, some deceased. In the case of Salvatore Bonfante, Higgins was presenting 2 Purple Hearts to replace those stolen from this Vietnam veteran in a home break-in.
Just 2 simple words. Thank you.
Bonfante offered only those words when invited to speak. The family members of 4 deceased World War II veterans also honored in that second ceremony offered a common theme. Their loved ones spoke very little, if at all, about the war upon coming home.
Hello, my name is Lois Young. And I am the daughter of Calvin Young, who is a recipient of the Purple Heart.
The late Calvin Coolidge Young served with the U.S. Navy in the Pacific Theater and was wounded when his tank landing ship was sunk in a Japanese kamikaze attack off the Okinawa beachhead. Lois Young admits her father never spoke of the war, but brought back some of the demons many veterans battled as they struggled with post-traumatic stress disorder. After he died, she wanted to learn more about who he was and set to work researching his military history.
For some reason, I would have been unctioned to find out what was his story. There had to be a story because we suffered as children growing up with someone who had been addicted, you know, to alcohol, you know, but we didn't know that there was a story because he came from a great family, but there was something that happened after the war.
She called Congressman Higgins' office, which took on the task of researching his background.
Evelyn from his office introduced me to Walt. Walt called me and informed me that your father was a hero. Did you know he has a Purple Heart? And what was so unbeknownst to us that we had already had the DD-214, but it was not listed. And when I tried to ask it independently of myself, they told me it burnt in a fire.
Millions of files on veterans were destroyed in a massive fire at the National Personnel Records Center in Missouri back in 1973. But it might not be that the records were destroyed, which causes families to undergo painstaking fact searches. Sometimes the records all along were incomplete. Jim Schaller is adjutant to Chapter 187 of the Military Order of the Purple Heart and says oftentimes a veteran's combat wounds were not properly added to their files, leaving many without deserved Purple Hearts or other decorations.
Yeah, a lot of times the paperwork never makes it from the combat field into the United States on the DD-214. You get out of the service, you sign off on all the departments when you leave the service, and the last thing on your mind is looking at all the initials under decorations to make sure you have everything. And as you get older, all of a sudden you say, well, I got a Purple Heart, or I had a Bronze Star or something.
Schaller says there needs to be overwhelming proof to update the records, and that's where congressional offices come in. Chris Collins's office provides extensive information online to assist veterans. His office, as well as that of Brian Higgins, set staff to work to conduct the extensive research as much as possible. Congressman Higgins.
So we'll go to third and fourth sources toward the goal of trying to get all the medals that each of these veterans earned and are deserving of being presented to.
Schaller worries that Iraq and Afghanistan veterans may find themselves in the same situation as Vietnam, Korean, and World War II veterans, but it's up to them to get the process started. He encourages starting with the congressional office.
Every person is allowed to get a full set of their medals directly sent to them from the government. So if mine were to disappear in my office hanging on the wall or something, I could ask for one complete set of medals. And that's probably what happens a lot here, is that they may have had the medals, but they were lost or stolen.
And as for Lois Young, learning her father was owed a Purple Heart helped her better understand why he behaved the way he did upon coming home.
That is where the healing began. That is where the healing began. When I found out what it was, I realized that my truth, my perspective was not the truth. There's more to the story. And yes, the healing had begun. When the gentleman called me and told me my father was a hero, he said, I want to thank you for your father's service. Because had it not been for him, we don't know World War II may not have ended the way that it ended. And fighting during segregation, he was one of the leaders of or unknown leaders for segregation rights because he served his country and he put his life on the line.
Three-time Purple Medal recipient William Roland Hayes, one of the veterans honored by Higgins, said during his ceremony earlier in the week that every veteran has a story, whether they share it or not. Many still await the chapter in which they are formally recognized by their government for deeds which cost them a significant price. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.